This is the BBC.
Scott Mills' daily podcast for Tuesday includes some very excited people in Swansea. I can't imagine why. Also, James, our listener in the uni library, needs our help with girls. And our listener Tom, who's a little bit suspicious about his girlfriend and her personal trainer. Bang up for this today.
Yeah, man. What, feeling pumped?
Pumped. Listening to Grimmy this morning, I think, helped it. I've got the actual GBs a bit after that, the goosebumps there. Swansea, we're coming.
So excited for it, Scott.
I mean, the amount of messages we got today from people saying, I can't believe you come to Swansea. This is Felicity here saying, when I was 16, I was in school. I started applying for big weekend tickets. Applied every year. Always had exams on. This year, no exams. I need to come to Swansea. The Welsh can be quite wild, says Felicity. Brace yourself. I'm fully aware of that, Felicity.
I think it's just wicked as well that even before the full lineup's announced, you know two massive artists are coming to Swansea, and that's where the excitement begins.
Well, I like it how we just casually dropped in. It's going to be Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, by the way. That was what I was trying so hard to avoid yesterday, because obviously I knew Swansea and I knew that Ed and Taylor were on, and it's really hard not to say. I don't want to mess it up for Grimmy, you know? Anyway, I mean, surely they've got to do at least one track together. Surely. They're friends and that. Well, they've done songs.
Yeah. I mean, you raise a good point there. They should. They should. It would be harsh, wouldn't it, if it's like me and you and we just never see each other there.
Oh, yeah, you never know, though, because, like, people fly in and fly out. These are massive stars.
Yeah, and they've got their people
and schedules. They've got their schedules. They've got their helicopters. Anyway, so excited, Swansea. Remember, listen to the Red One Breakfast Show tomorrow. I'll give you all the details about the final Jan Slam prize in a minute. For some reason, I don't know why, you know I love it when I get your emails about stuff that's happening in your life, because for some reason, a lot of you think that we can actually sort it out, which I think is sweet, because you know, you regard us as mates, you know? For some reason, a lot of people get in touch about relationships today, so we'll deal with those through the show. Anything you've got for me, anything that's happening that's maybe bugging you a bit or something that you want to discuss, we can all discuss it together. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
It's coming up to that time as well where you say anyone who went to uni in a relationship, generally it gets to... It is around about now, isn't it?
And there'll be
that
people...
That sort of is off again.
Loads of people getting, like, winter boyfriends and girlfriends because V-Day is on the horizon.
V-Day?
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not far either, is it?
No, really soon. Also, more details on our biggest weekend tickets in Swansea. I'm going to take you up the Gower.
Scott Mills.
On Friday's show, we're going to have a little Q&A session with James, our private investigator. This is your chance to ask him absolutely anything you want. All you got to do is drop me a text at 81199 or send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone may be acting a bit suspiciously at the moment, whether it's a partner or a friend. You don't have to ask it, even. You could be asking for a friend. But James the PI with us on Friday.
Scott Mills.
Do you know what I love about doing this? Well, there's many reasons, but one of the things that I love is when there's something bugging people, they feel they can get in touch with us and even feel that we might be the people to sort it out.
Strange that, isn't it? Because you think some people might just speak to their friends or speak to parents or whatever, but no, I think that's cool that people can get in touch with us, like extended family.
It's like, oh no, I'll text Scott and Chris, they'll know the answer. Someone that's done just that is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello there, you alright?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Now, have you talked to any friends about this, or are we the first people you've come to see about this?
You're the first. This is like a BBC Radio 1 Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. Tom, can I ask you, I really like it that you have, don't get me wrong, but can I ask you, why are we the first people?
Because I work all day in the car on my own, so you're my closest friends.
We are kind of your friends.
Yeah, we got you, Tom.
We are your friends. Okay, hit me with it. What is it?
So my current girlfriend, who I've only been with short term, 6 months, she goes to the gym and she has a personal trainer.
Oh God. Okay. Right. Well, we know what we think about personal trainers. Not all of them.
Wow. Well, you know, but so basically, she admitted to me that she's kissed this guy once.
When?
This was before me. This was before me, and I take her word for it. I trust her on it. But now I'm thinking, you know, this guy is built, and he's what you'd see on the front of like a catalog magazine sort of guy.
Have you seen this guy?
I've only seen him on pictures. I mean, face wise, I think I'm winning on that one.
Listen, are you struggling to get past the kiss?
It's niggling. Like, it's in the back of my head. You know, it's there. But like, I do trust her. Mm. But you know, he's gorgeous from the neck down.
Is he?
So, yeah.
like a prawn.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Terrible face, lush body.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's literally the one.
Just like a prawn.
Snap the head off there.
Yeah. But don't do that. That's not our advice.
Anyway, so when was the kiss, please?
So she's saying it's over a year ago.
And you've been seeing her 6 months?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, right, she goes to the gym with this guy in his lunch hour and he does it for free.
Oh, come on.
He does it for free?
Yeah.
Okay, in terms of the kiss, did this happen during a session?
A gym session, yeah?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry, mate.
No, that's not professional.
No. Oh, I know.
So she went round to his for food, apparently, and then...
For what?
Food.
For food. Yeah, and it was just a kiss, she said, and it was a bit weird, and that was the end of it. But,
okay.
You know, the attraction was there, it was there.
And it was just a kiss, of course.
I'm hoping. Hmm. Why do you know more?
No. And you're right to trust your girlfriend, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, cards on the table here, Scott. I would very much struggle in this situation. Hmm. You know me very well.
I'd like to think that I'd be okay with it, but I don't think I would.
I'll tell you why, because personal training session is almost everything except a kiss, isn't it? In terms of contact. It's very close.
Yeah.
And so if you've already kissed at some point, then it almost feels like the you've crossed the line on that one already.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
But it was ages ago.
It was ages ago, that's the thing, and nothing's happened since then. But, and she did tell me, which is the right thing to do. She didn't hide it from me.
Exactly.
But it's always there, isn't it? You know, Action Man versus, you know, Stretch Armstrong over here.
But, and we're the first people you've told.
Yeah, you are.
I'm concerned that she might hear this.
I don't think there's any problem, though, because I think what you're doing here is a problem shared, is a problem halved.
Hang on a minute. If this was you, and it was the other way around, and Tom was giving advice to you, and he went, oh, that's all good, you'd be happy with that, would you?
Well, no, because I don't think he's calling for advice. I think he's calling for reassurance, so I'm happy to lie to him.
Right. So what's the point of this call? I don't feel we've helped here at all. Do you know what, though? All your other friends, which are the rest of the listeners, will text in about this.
True.
You'll get the real truth from them.
Scott Mills.
Before we go any further, I just want to say something, and that is that I know some very loyal personal trainers.
Do you?
Who are very nice people. Yes, I do.
I'm joking.
But some of them, well, you know, you go for a couple of sessions with them, especially if you're in a relationship. Before you know it, they've shown you their Bulgarian bag.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Charlie, what are you saying?
Hello, you all right?
Yes. Are you a PT or going out with one, right?
I'm going out with one, yeah.
How are you finding that?
It's been good, yeah. It's been good. I did actually meet her at the gym.
Oh, classic.
Classic, yeah. But no, it's all right.
And what's your opinion on them generally?
Generally, I think they're nice, loyal, but I think some of them are, well, they can't all be trusted, put it that way.
I think what comes across slightly suspicious with PTs is just because of the close level of contact.
Yeah.
With all the stretching and
it's
everything like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, it's the intimate stretching. It's the same as when people just strictly come dancing and their partners go,
yes. Yeah, it's just...
I think it's the same.
It's weird seeing your partner with a personal trainer, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And also because you met her in the gym, you're thinking, well, who else is going to meet her in the gym?
Exactly.
But trust in your relationship.
Mm.
Well, it's a must-have, really.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the overwhelming response on text and Twitter, actually, Scott, is people saying, do you know, if something was going to happen, it would have happened by now. You've just got to trust the situation.
And also, it was
it's way before
they got together, all fine. So I hope that we've helped out Tom a little bit today.
Scott Mills.
I reckon you want to be with us in Swansea in May. Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran are heading to Swansea as part of BBC Music's biggest weekend, 2018. This is huge. So to celebrate making it to the end of the longest month, January, we are finishing things off with this really special Jan Slam prize. You could win two tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend in Swansea, and you'll get to meet Ed before his performance, the nicest man in pop. I reckon if you, you know, like sometimes you want to meet your heroes or your pop star, like, you know, crushes or whatever, and I reckon sometimes people can be disappointed. That will not be the case with Ed Sheeran at all. If you want to join Ed Sheeran and Taylor and us in Swansea, this is the question you need to answer. What is the name of Ed Sheeran's most recent chart-topping album? If you think it's Divide, text EDA followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Square Root, text EDB followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Percent, text EDC plus your name and age to 81199. Heard with Grimmy this morning, a couple of people did not answer their phones. It went to voicemail. Not good. Make sure you answer your phone once you've entered. You must listen to Grimmy tomorrow. He'll give you a word at 8 a.m. Then answer your phone if we call you live on the radio. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text counted per phone each competition. Additional entries are still charged. You must be 60 and over if you enter. Winners aged under 18 must be accompanied by a responsible adult aged 18 or over. Please don't enter if you're listening on demand. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Hope to see you in Swansea.
Scott Mills.
I'm disgusted by what's happening in Coronation Street.
What's going on?
People are drinking coffees out of Costa cups. Which means they're going to open, or they have opened, a Costa in Coronation Street. And it's the same, like, as every high street in the UK now. There's no independent shops anymore. It's the same old. It's just like bang, 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 same old shops. What about Roy's Rolls?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, so, yeah, if a new coffee place goes in...
Support your local business, I say.
I see what you're saying there.
I'm all for, like, you know, like, these shops are all well and good, but every high street looks the same. You've got your Worcester, you've got your Woots, you've got your Wadey Sports, you've got your Woop.
Mate, before you know it, there'll be a Prism Coronation Street.
There will. And I just don't think it's right. Yeah, the Rovers will become a Spoons.
Can you imagine?
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, you raise a good point.
I don't know what they're doing here. Actually, the Rovers begin Spoons. It's got a classic Spoons name.
Yeah, also, yeah, I agree. It could be a Spoons. The more you think about it.
Then what they're doing. Poor Roy, what about his livelihood?
That said, if they do build a Prism on Coronation Street, we can go and DJ it, so everyone's a winner. Actually.
Awesome.
I'm coming round to the idea.
Do you reckon it's going to be the same like in Hollyoaks, like anywhere with the shops, or like in Walford or on EastEnders, where it's always going to be high street brands eventually?
I imagine it's like a product placement thing, isn't it?
Oh, so. Dot, we've just got an H&M, it's brilliant.
Scott Mills.
People quite lolling about the fact that Rovers might become a Spoons. Or, no, here's the thing. This is my nightmare scenario in Coronation Street, where they close it down, they do a refit, and then they reopen it as some, like, gastro pub. Pies and hot pots off, smashed avocado on toast on.
Street food.
For £8. Street food.
Yeah.
And I'm all for supporting the local shops in the community, but can we get some more clothes shops in EastEnders, please? Because it's been a while. They've only got a market to buy all of their wardrobe, and that market is not on trend, as we know.
Why? Scott Mills.
We've got a caller on that's having an interesting haircut. And after three, somebody else that wants our relationship advice.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Luke.
Hello.
Right, so your girlfriend's a hairdresser, and she's trying some new stuff out on you, right?
She is, yeah.
So tell us what you're getting today.
We're going for an experimental perm today.
A perm? Are you going to look like Justin Timberlake circa 99?
Yeah, the NSYNC throwback.
What, like a little, like the tight perm?
No, it's a loose perm, but hopefully it's not going to come out like Justin Timberlake.
What's a loose perm?
Justin's was tight. You can have tight or loose.
But it's always cheaper, isn't it, if you... Like, if you just let someone experiment on your hair when you go for a haircut, how it works?
It
like,
well, it's his girlfriend, so I hope she's not charging you for
free.
It, is she?
Free. No, it's free, yeah.
Good, okay. Where do you live?
I live in Gosport, near Portsmouth.
Oh, right, so you'd be around plenty of perms.
Yeah.
You won't stick out.
Right. No, not at all.
Here's what I've got for you today, Luke. Foo Fighters, The Pretender.
That's much better by you, Scott.
Yeah, we're not a fan of Westlife yesterday, no?
Westlife was good, but yeah, recently you've been slacking.
Okay. I used to be able to do this on Guitar Hero. Ho!
That's true, it is one of those, isn't it? Okay, Luke, you can have that. We can have My Choice Today, which is nice.
Yes.
Remember this? This is pro green. Yeah, that's right, Luke. It's pro green. I Need You Tonight. Whoa. Just imagine you with your perm dancing to this. Could be amazing.
Okay.
Whoa. It is a tough one today.
I'm not sure if the new perm's going to be able to take the girth of the Foo Fighters. It's quite fast.
It's going to have to be Scott today, I think.
Is it?
Oh, straight in.
Proper girthy, says Joe in Leicester. Certainly is.
Katie in Cambridge is not happy, Scott. Foo Fighters over that classic pro green tune. I hope his perm gets wet within 48 hours.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
Like, that's the most terrible thing that could ever happen to him. Well, I hope your perm gets wet. This morning on The Breakfast Show, Grimmy revealed that Radio 1 is heading to Swansea. Whoop whoop! As part of BBC Music's biggest weekend 2018. And we also just slipped in through the back door that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran are going to be on as well. Only like the two biggest artists in the world right now. So this is your chance to get two tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend 2018 in Swansea. And you will get to meet Ed Sheeran before his performance. And I know someone that really wants to be there, Sophie.
Yeah, you don't understand how bad I want to be there.
What happened when Grimmy announced it this morning? What were you like?
Well, I'd entered the Jam Slam competition, so I was waiting for the words anyway. And then he was like, it's going to be where we're going from. And I was driving at the time, and I probably should have pulled over, to be honest. And then he said Swansea, and I didn't know what to do. I could not function properly.
It's pretty mad, isn't it? Do you live in Swansea?
I do, yeah, and I've, like, waited. I thought, oh, they'll never, ever come to Swansea. Like, why would they do that? And, oh, it's just fantastic.
Why would they do that?
No, it's a great place, like, don't get me wrong. Oh, God, that was a terrible thing to say.
So you're pleased that we're coming to South Wales?
Yes. Bring it on. I'll show you around. There's a Nando's.
Oh.
All the things you'd expect. You know, we have them in Wales too.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you most excited by? I know we've only announced Taylor and Ed Sheeran so far.
It sounds really bad, and it's like, 'cause they're, you know, amazing. Mm. I'm most excited that the presenters are coming, like you guys.
Yay!
Oh. Yay!
No, that doesn't sound bad. It sounds good to us.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm definitely one to show people around if anybody needs a runner or a backstage person, I can help.
This is great. You can do some tours.
Yeah. I won't even charge for them.
Although you have just said the only thing on your tour so far is a Nando's.
No, I promise there's more than that. There's the beach and the Gower.
Yeah.
Yes, to the Gower.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got tickets and you actually got to see Greg James.
Don't even.
Or Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you, guys.
Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Not so fast about that one.
Yeah. Oh, Lara's going to be there. Everyone's going to be there.
I know. I want to be there.
This is what you have to do, Sophie, along with everyone else. Tell them the answer to this. What is the name of Ed Sheeran's most recent chart-topping album? If you think it's Divide, text Ed A, followed by your name and age, to 81199. If you think it's Square Root, text Ed B, followed by your name and age, and 81199. If you think it's percent, then text Ed C, then your name and age, to 81199. I'll do it again. Ed A, then your name and age, if you think Ed's most recent album is Divide. Ed B, plus your name and age, if you think the album is called Square Root. Ed C, plus your name and age, if you think the album is called Percent. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text is counted per phone each competition. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 16 or over to enter. Winners aged under 18 must be accompanied by a responsible adult aged 18 or over. Please do not enter if you're listening on demand. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. Then what you do is simply listen to Radio 1 at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for the word that Grimmy will give you. Then you answer the phone if it rings with that word, and you could be coming to Swansea with us.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam! Jam Slam! Jam, you're going down!
Scott Mills.
This person on Twitter says, I have a situation where I'm suspicious of a best friend but too scared to be on. Don't worry about it, we can use a voice changer so no one will ever know it's you, and I won't even use your name. Why not use him? He's at your disposal on the show on Friday. James, our private investigator. You know the one that comes on and does the spy stories? If you've got anything that's a bit weird that's happened at the moment, or like two things aren't adding up together, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on. We don't have to use your name. Don't even have to speak to you if you don't want to, but maybe something that's a bit sus is going on, you want to just check it's all legit and all fine. Or we can use a voice changer on you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
This is James, who is at uni in Exeter, where he says most people listen to Radio 1, don't they, James?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that going to be a problem for what you're about to tell me?
I don't know.
Now, I understand you need some help from me about girls.
Yeah.
Well, you've reached the right person, James.
Expert.
What do you need?
Basically, there's this... I'm trying to be quiet because I'm in the library at the moment.
Okay.
But basically, there's this really fit girl in the library.
Now?
Yeah. Well, we kind of do my dissertation over the last few weeks and kind of noticed each other, I think.
Oh, okay. What, like, kind of awkward eyes at each other?
Yeah, a lot of awkward eyes.
Okay.
Scott, the dissertation time is long. Like, it's when I was doing mine, and I used to, you sort of camp up in the library, you get there first thing in the morning, you're there a long time. I used to shave in the library, I used to do all sorts. You know what I mean? And also, so hard just getting round to work because you're so easily distracted. Your senses are heightened elsewhere.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. So how long have you been there now? How many hours?
I was here at 8:30 this morning.
Oh, wow, okay. So you've noticed this girl a few times, and she's a nice-looking girl?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh. And you sound keen, James.
I'm keen.
So how can we help you?
Well, I don't know. I need an opening, and I thought you guys would be a good place to come to. Like, it's kind of been too long to just sort of approach someone in the library, you know, and no one really does that here.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, because do you think she spotted you a number of times? So it feels weird now. It feels forced starting a conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Very awkward.
What we have here, Chris, is another person who's contacted us for relationship advice. Because, James, you feel like we're your friends, don't you?
Yeah, I listen to you all the time.
And we are your friends. So do you think that she spotted you?
Well, our uni has a Facebook page where if you think someone's fit, then you kind of say the time you saw them. And there was a post that I thought might have been... Sorry, people... there might have been about me. I need to find a better spot.
He's in earshot.
But what did the post say about you?
Potentially you.
Well, it was kind of like oi oi cute boy in the library who I kept making awkward eye contact with.
Could be you, yeah.
It could be you, but obviously the Facebook thing will be anonymous, right? So you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anyone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it could be any cute boy.
The problem you've got here is I guess, just trying to move things forward a little bit to see if you are the cute boy in the library in her eyes.
You've been thinking about this a lot, James, I can tell. It's been niggling.
Well, it's because I'm in the library all the time.
Yeah.
The library's such a tricky place, though, because it's so quiet and it's quite clinical in a way. Like, it's not a great place to go and be funny or go and have some jokes with someone, is it?
No, definitely not.
James, you have come to the right person because we do have a solution for this. Well, Chris does, I think.
I think so.
I knew I'd come to the right place.
Yeah, right, wait there and we'll tell you what to do in a minute.
Scott Mills.
I'm just chatting to James. Hi.
Hi.
Seen a girl in the library for a while now who is fit, and he's doing his dissertation, so he sees her a lot. There has been some slightly awkward eye contact. Then on Facebook, they've got a thing there where it's like, if you see someone hot, you can post anonymously. And there was a post on there that said, to the cute boy that I kept making eyes at in the library, James thinks this might be him. And he is keen to speak to this girl.
It's so tricky, though, because he can't guarantee that he's the guy that is in question.
Yeah.
And also, just so hard going and speaking to someone in the library.
What do you suggest?
One of my friends has been in this situation before, a friend of mine. And what you can do... Right, here's a good idea, James. It's old school, though.
I'm listening.
Noughts and crosses, right? So you get a piece of paper. Try this. Get a piece of paper. Draw out the grid for noughts and crosses, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, and then just put in the top left, in one of the corners, put like a circle or a cross to start the game.
Is he supposed to do this now or...?
You could do this right now.
Okay.
Put a circle or a cross to start the game. And then what you do is you just slip the piece of paper onto the table next door. It's a bit of friendly competition.
The only thing with that is that we're not that close together, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're going to have to go and hand it over.
Well, what I would do then is, can you not move to a closer table to start the game?
Not, I mean, face down, so I might look a bit weird trying to do that. What about third party? Would that work?
Well, because it needs to come from you. It needs to look like it's coming from you.
And then it's just a fun game. And then I'm sure you'll establish whether it's you, because if it is you, she will likely go on the forum and say, the cute guy who played noughts and crosses with me. And that really narrows things down.
Right, okay.
Okay, so Chris, just to clarify, so he's supposed to not say anything, but just go over with a piece of paper.
I'm telling you.
With the first bit of noughts and crosses.
Of noughts and crosses.
And just, like, slide it over.
Make it clear, and then let the game begin.
Okay.
Mm. Or why do you seem to think this isn't a good idea? Why do you think this isn't a good idea?
James, what do you think of the idea?
It's just a logistical issue, that's all. Because it's just going up to a randomer and giving them a piece of paper.
Right, that's what I think.
But it's not, yeah. It's not a random movie. You're all shared in the library experience here. It's boring. You're going to play a game. I don't know if this is something that you want to do when you're sat a little bit closer.
No, that's true.
James, I've got an idea, right?
Yeah.
Someone may hear this, even her, maybe if she gets the podcast or whatever, later today.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any more Facebook messages after this show has been on today.
And then
if that doesn't work, then we go noughts and crosses.
I worry someone else is going to play noughts and crosses with her now. You said they all listen to Radio 1.
Yeah, sure.
Well, then.
Oh, no, so now you think there's going to be someone else doing
this?
I
worry someone else can be playing noughts and crosses with her before
you know it.
If you can slip it in and just get the game going, great. If you can't, then maybe go again tomorrow if there's no more Facebook messages. Fine, we'll settle on that.
Yeah, can we speak tomorrow, James?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I really want to make this work for you, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm glad that you came to us first.
I always think of you guys first.
Out of any friends or anything like that, it's us. What a bomb we've got, James. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, bye.
Scott Mills.
Stephen's on, you're in Swansea, right?
I am indeed, yes.
Now, I know that you and your girlfriend bonded over Ed Sheeran, but never managed to get tickets to see him.
That's exactly right. We spoke about it on our first date. We've never haven't been able to get tickets.
How long have you been together with her?
We've been together 6 months today.
Right, okay, so now Ed Sheeran is playing biggest weekend. This is an ideal opportunity if you get tickets.
It would be absolutely amazing. I can almost see the park from my back garden, and if we get tickets, it would be amazing opportunity.
So you can see Singleton Park from your backyard?
I can indeed. If there wasn't trees in the way, I'd be able to see the stage on the day.
You're so close.
Well, you know, like, I hope you get tickets. If not, just chop a couple of those trees down.
No, maybe not.
I'm joking.
Don't tempt me.
And see it all from your back garden. Okay, you know what to do. Try and get those tickets. And if you don't get them on Jan Slam, we are starting to give them away on Radio 1 really soon, all right? Just keep listening. We'll give you all the details, no stress, okay?
I listen every day, Scott. I'll make sure.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
If you like what you heard then, listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't, listen again on this podcast. Scott Mills.